What's going on, everyone? Rob, Everything NYG here. Welcome to episode 2 of Everything NYG's Madness. I'm excited to get into it. The first episode alone did amazing. I'm so thankful for you guys tuning in and checking it out and reviewing it and everything of that nature. I really, really do appreciate it, and I genuinely hope you enjoyed it. For the second episode, I put a topic out on my Twitter. If you don't know where it is Everything NYG on Twitter. I had a poll, and what you guys wanted to hear the most was free agency and a little deep dive on it. So what I decided to do was I did the best players that I think are available at our most important needs. So this one's just going to be me. And I'm going to start out by just talking about the Giants cap space situation. So right now they're number 6 in the league and they have $73 million. And they cleared $14 million by cutting Ogletree and Martin. So that's their new total. And wow, just around the NFL, AJ Boye just got traded to the Broncos. Well, but that is their current situation. They're number 6 in the league at $73 million, which is a stupid amount of money. Problem is we have Gettle Dick, and he likes to pay old players instead of young ones that can actually help the team. So I'm a little bit nervous, man. I said this months ago. I'm really nervous about the Giants situation. Having this much money and having these great players available, will we actually go get them, or will we even try to get them? I don't know. It's going to really depend on what Judge has as a pull, because Gettleman alone is not going to do it. He won't go spend a $100 million contract on a player. I can't see it happening. I know what happened with Odell Beckham, but he did that to trade him, ultimately, looking back. So with Gettleman, I don't know, man, but that's where we are. We're number 6 in the league, and the Dolphins are number 1, obviously, and we're at 73. They're at 88, so we're not far off. And so let's get into it. So to me, the biggest position of need for us, hands down, 110%, is defensive end. It's edge rusher. We need it bad. And obviously the most important guy and the biggest name and the best guy in free agency is going to be Yannick Ngakoue from the Jaguars. Now, he's only 24 years old. He's stirring up a lot of noise on Twitter. Just yesterday, he ended up going on there and he said that he has no interest in staying there. He has no interest in a long term. So it's clear that he doesn't want to be there. Now, if they do end up getting the franchise tag, it's possible that he ends up pulling a Le'Veon Bell. I don't really know what he'll do there, and we'll have to see. But 24 years old, man, in 2017, he recorded his best year when the Jaguars had their best year. They're the number one defense in the NFL. He had 12 and a half sacks, 6 forced fumbles, and like I said, that was a part of the best defense in the NFL. And in his 4 years out of Maryland with the Jaguars, he has 37 and a half sacks, 9 pass deflections, 14 forced fumbles, and 2 picks. So he's been excellent. He's been very good, constantly stirring up issues, constantly in the quarterback's face. His pressure numbers are insane. And he's going to be the big boy. So for me, that is the biggest go-get guy if he becomes available. Now, a lot of people are talking too that we can do a swap with the Jaguars where if they tag him, and he obviously doesn't want to be there, we can move back to 9 with the Jaguars. They take our 4th and we get Yannick. In my opinion, that's not enough. I wouldn't like that deal for us very much. I don't dislike it, but I think we need more. I would need an extra 3rd maybe, or 2 4s, something like that. But that's Yannick Ngakoue, man. He's the number 1. And then you obviously have Jadeveon Clowney. He's 26 years old, and his 6 years in the NFL, he was the number 1 prospect. He's the number 1 graded prospect of all time through 24/7 Rivals. And in his 6 years, he was with the Titans, and then he was just the Titans, excuse me, with the Texans, and he was recently with the Seahawks. And he only has 32 sacks. So keep in mind, that's in 6 years, he has 32. In 4, Yannick has 37 and a half. So that's something to consider. But the injury issue with him has been really bad. And my biggest thing with Jadeveon is, obviously, don't get me wrong, I'm going to get this archived. I would love to have him. But if you turn on the tape, man, he's a one-trick pony. He disappears from games all the time, especially against really good competition. He won't do anything. And he's never there when you really need him. So I think being coached up correctly, he would be a great acquisition, and I think he would be huge for us. But as a whole, he's not my number 1 guy. I'd say Yannick is. He'd be number 3, but my guy that's a sleeper that nobody's talking about, and I don't know why, is the guy that lit up the combine, lit up the draft a few years ago with the golden rhinestone shoes. I know you remember who I'm talking about now, Dante Fowler. Another one with the Jaguars. They had Fowler. They had Yannick on the same team. He's only 25, so he's a year older than Yannick. And he keeps being left out, man. This last year, he's been with the Rams, and he had an 11.5 sack season. So he really, really put it together. That was his first season over 5 sacks, but he did it with 11 and a half. And that was with a team that was really weird this year. This Rams team was not good. And he went in there and he did the damn thing, man. 11 and a half sacks is pretty impressive. So, you know, like I said, 3 years under five sacks. So that's a problem. The production is a problem, but his attitude is cleaned up a lot. He went into the draft. He was really egotistical. Like I said, I mean, the Rhinestone, he was making a big statement. He was very egotistical coming into the draft. And he cleaned it up from what I've seen. I mean, I've heard him talk a few times recently, and everything involving him sounds a lot better. So I'm interested to see kind of how he approaches free agency with his agent and him as a person. But he's been a lot more quiet on social media. Yannick is the guy that I'm a little concerned about. Reminds me of Odell Beckham a little bit right now. But he is obviously the top guy to grab at defensive end, and maybe just in general. I don't know. That's up to you guys. But for me, it's Dante Fowler or Yannick Ngakoue if I can grab a defensive end. So on that front, man, you know, we have that much money. We have what we have. We can definitely splurge there. And then we have enough to bounce around. And I think the number two biggest need on this team, and people are going to knock me for it, I put it over O-line, is going to be defensive back. Byron Jones, man, he's the number one corner in free agency. 27 years old. I'm going to be honest with you guys. He's not my top target. I don't think he's worth the money. And I don't think he's going to be worth the money. In 2019 alone, he had not a great year, man. He's always been rated really well, but he really didn't do too great in 2019. He didn't perform in his contract year. And he's not really a ball hawk. You know, he was a free safety and he got moved to corner. And ever since he made that move, he has been top rated through Pro Football Focus. But like I said, I accredit a lot of that to coaching. I don't know if you want to call that, you know, whatever, but that's my opinion. I think they coached him up really well, and I think he should have been a corner out of the draft. But as a whole, he's not going to be worth what he's about to get paid. You know, 80 million plus. I don't see that with him. I just don't, especially at 27 years old. I mean, I know that doesn't sound old, but at cornerback, you know, once you hit your 30s, you're starting to be considered old, I guess you could say. So for me, I'm not big on him, man. I'd rather get my next two guys. A name to keep an eye on is James Bradberry. He's 26 years old from the Panthers. He was there during Dave Gettleman's time. He's not a lockdown, not at all. He never has been. But his technique, if you flip on the tape, is amazing. Really good technique, and he always have. I mean, this year he well in his career alone, he's 12th in pass breakups since 2016, and he has 8 career interceptions. He's one of those guys that's going to come downhill and tackle for you, like Richard Sherman. He's not going to just sit in coverage. Very good player, man. Keep an eye on him. I don't know what he's going to get paid, but he's a very good player. Very slept on player. So I would definitely keep an eye on him. And I can see us being linked to him, especially with the Dave Gettleman roots, you know, so keep an eye on James Bradberry for sure. But my top target at defensive back and top three in free agency as a whole is a guy that, again, nobody's talking about. And I don't know why his name hasn't come up, but it really hasn't. And that's Mike Hilton from the Steelers. He's a slot cornerback. And last year, the highest paid slot cornerback went to the Broncos and Callahan. And that was a 4 year, $36 million contract. Expect him to want about the same. Now, the league money, it fluctuates every year. They always want more money. So I'd say about the same, maybe 4 years, 40. So about 10 million a year. For him, it's worth it, man. Very worth it. He's exactly, in my opinion, what Joe Judge is saying he wants. That's why I like Isaiah Simmons so much, is because he wants a player that can change game in and game out and be Swiss Army knives. And that's exactly what he is. He's had 6.5 sacks in 3 seasons, as well as 186 tackles in his career there, and 11 pass breakups in 2019. So you have to look at it like that. I mean, he plays corner and he plays slot, but you can throw him at safety if you need to. You can keep him at corner. You can put him at corner two. You can put him back at safety. You can put him at strong. It really doesn't matter where you play a guy like this. And he's only 25. He's the youngest of my targets in free agency for corner. And I 1,000% believe that he is going to get paid. And I think it should be by us. I don't see why not. I don't think the Steelers are going to try to retain him. He's been great since he entered the league. And like I said, if I'm Joe Judge and I really mean what I say about wanting players that can change game in and game out, this dude is one of them. 1,000%. Mike Hilton. Steelers slot corner. Keep an eye on them. And the number three biggest need for me, and I say this for a lot of reasons, but it's the third biggest, is going to be offensive line. And this guy is everybody's top target. He's going to get an insane amount of money. They're not going to be able to franchise tag him. They got to worry about Ryan Tannehill. They got to worry about Derrick Henry, Jack Conklin. This was a guy that I really wanted on the team. Believe it or not, I actually knew his dad pretty well out of Michigan State, and I talked to him a lot going into the draft process. And I had a feeling with this guy. I think a lot of people did, but as a whole, not every player can come in and be an all-pro as a rookie. And there was something special about this guy, and we continued to miss on offensive linemen over and over and over again with Jerry Reese, and he was one of them. Jack Conklin was sitting there, I remember. So Conklin is the and it's kind of give or take. I think some people are going to be, undecided between Yannick and Conklin, but Conklin is probably the top free agent acquisition that we need to get. He's a right tackle. We don't have a right tackle. And in 3 of 4 seasons, he's allowed fewer than 3 sacks, and he goes against hefty competition. So that's in 3 years, he's allowed a sack a year, if that. Think that over. And think about the competition he faces in Tennessee. That's amazing. That's really, really amazing. And then you got to look at Derrick Henry and his emergence over the last 2 years. If you look at the Tennessee Titans game flow, they like to run to the right a lot. And I can tell you why they do that. Jack Conklin. He's an incredible pass protector, incredible run protector. He's very, very good. He's going to get a lot of money. I mean, he's going to be upwards of 85, 90 million plus, just like another guy that's on my list. But I'm telling you right now, Jack Conklin is the top need, and he is going to be a competitive buy at only 25 years old. Incredibly young. I mean, linemen you see going till 35, 34, roughly. He is going to be on a lot of guys' radar, and I think Giants should be number one. I mean, Hog Molly, this whole situation with Dave Gettleman, I don't really understand it anymore, but that's his thing, and that's Jack Conklin. So if we're not even interested in him, I can tell you Dave Gettledick is doing exactly what I'll expect him to do. And he'll stop looking at the top guys and he'll go and try to find them in the 5th round. And we can't do that. You can't do that this year. And I'm talking a lot on Jack Conklin because he deserves it. This dude is going to be the top free agent acquisition for a lot of teams to look at. But then you got Brandon Scherff, the offensive guard, the right guard at 28 years old. We wanted him in 2016. I don't know if you guys remember the Eli Apple situation. Everyone was saying, I mean, Scherff even said it. He thought he was going to the Giants. He was ready to go to the Giants. And the Redskins stole him from us. And look what happened. 3 years, 3 Pro Bowls in 4 years, just like that. He's been incredible. Absolutely incredible. He's only allowed 2.5 sacks since 2018 at guard, but we do need a tackle more than a guard. So, Jack Conklin, for me, if I had to pick between the two, I'm taking Conklin. But Scherff, apparently they're going to franchise tag him. The franchise tag situation is rough, man, because there's so many players that don't even get a chance to explore free agency because they're getting tagged. It's literally like tag you're it, slap it on you, and you can't do anything unless sit out. You know what I mean? And then you got guys like Le'Veon Bell that paved the way for the idiocy. But I don't know, man. That's a 1 year, $15 million deal. I just can't see Rivera letting him walk. So don't be surprised if Brandon Scherff stays with the Redskins for another season under the franchise tag. So keep an eye on him, but I'm telling you, Jack Conklin will be a free agent. So remember that. He is a guaranteed free agent. The Titans can't pay him. They can't pay everyone. Straight out of NC State, man. I watched this guy since I was really young. Joe Tooney. He's with the Patriots. He was a 3rd round pick in 2016. And unlike Brandon Scherff and Jack Conklin, he started every single game. So that's 2 Super Bowls, all the playoffs, all the regular season games. He started every one. And in 2 years, he's allowed a single sack. And that's including the playoffs. So keep in mind of that. So an extra 4 games in those years, technically 3, 4, he's allowed a single sack, 1 sack. But he can't run block. And I'll tell you that right now. That's what the Patriots are probably going to let him walk because he can't run block. He's not good at it at all. He doesn't swing well. His technique isn't great with run blocking. So he's going to kind of be third on my list, but he is a guy that I'm telling you right now can pass block like crazy. And he's been great at it since he was at NC State. He's always been a very good pass blocker. So he's going to be a big name to watch, Joe Tooney for sure. And then my last one on here, and it's more of an honorable mention. This guy really didn't make my top three. I'm kind of trying to do three per big position, but I'll put him in here. Graham Glasgow from the Lions, 27 years old. The Giants' biggest needs on the offensive line, well, I just won't talk about Solder right now because he's technically in place, is going to be center and right tackle. We don't have a center, technically. We don't have a right tackle at all. He's the top-rated center in free agency. There's not very many of them, but he is locked solid in all categories under PFF, and he is the top center in free agency. I don't really know what the market for him is going to be, and I don't know what the Lions' plans are with him, but he is going to be a very big target for a lot of teams because center's a hard position to find. I mean, if you look at the last few years, you have Eric McCoy, he was great. You have Bradbury, he was great. But as a whole, Ryan Kelly, it's really not stacked as center. Center's a hard position to find because if you go, not very many people want to play center, man. It's a tough position, and that doesn't mean that people shouldn't play it. I'm just saying it's tough. So center's a hard one, and I think Graham would be a great acquisition. I'd be disappointed if we got him, over Conklin, obviously, but it'd be a huge addition. 27 years old, he's still young. But yeah, to wrap up the offensive line, Jack Conklin, not only is he the youngest, he's the best. Jack Conklin is your guy. That's who you need to be screaming at the rooftops for, Jack Conklin. And right behind that, and like I said, my list is a little odd. I probably should have thought of this differently, but probably would have put linebackers up a little more. But here is linebackers. And this is a great class of linebackers in free agency. But there's only two of them that I really, really want. A lot of people are going to talk about Shaquille Barrett. I think he had an amazing year. He had a historical year. I just don't think he'll do it again. I think he's one of those guys that took his 1 year prove it seriously. And I respect the hell out of that. But I can't see him doing what he did again. So he's not on my list, but my top target in free agency, and I know a lot of my buddies and a lot of people that follow me are going to be happy to hear this, and everyone is going to agree, is Corey Littleton from the Rams. He's 26 years old. In 2018 alone, man, 125 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, and 3 interceptions in 1 year with a bad team. That's an incredible stat line at 26 year old. So that's big. If I'm the Giants, he's your first call when free agent opens. You have Corey Littleton and you have Jack Conklin. Before you go worrying about Yannick Ngakoue, that's going to be a mess. Corey Littleton and Jack Conklin should be your first calls. I mean, Corey is going to be definitely very, very good, and he's going to be a huge acquisition. Put him next to Connolly and then hopefully draft Isaiah Simmons and look at that new linebacking core. You have Connolly and Littleton, Isaiah Simmons, and then whoever you want to put on that outside, or you can kind of flip it around. But I mean, this dude 2 years straight over 125 tackles and 5 picks in that span. And his mentality, just a leader mentality. You'll see him a lot of times when he's walking off the field. He's the first one that's like frustrated and mad. You know what I mean? Then you have Jared Goff, the golden boy, you don't care, but he's always there to pick them up, and he's always just like in the middle of every play. If you flip on the tape of Corey Littleton, you'll see what I'm talking about. Not only is he a coverage guy, he's a thumper, he's a downhill, and he can blitz. This is your all-in-one player that you need, especially at 26 years old. This guy would be a massive, massive acquisition. I mean, this is the type of guy that, when you look at the O-line, it's a little different. This is instant impact. Corey Littleton will be instant impact, and it will finally make us stop worrying a little bit about middle linebacker. And right behind him, another guy that would be incredible to get. Either one. I want Littleton the most, but give me Joe Schobert too from the Browns. He's 26 years old. He is a pure 1,000% coverage linebacker. I mean, if you play Madden or you play anything like that and you see their zone rating, what I'm trying to say basically is this guy would have a 95 zone straight up with. He's a coverage linebacker. He has four interceptions and 9 pass breakups alone in 2018 in 2019. For a linebacker, that's cornerback. That's good cornerback numbers. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And the Browns played some stiff competition this year, as we know, and that's some great numbers. And every year of his career as well, even being a coverage linebacker, every year except for his rookie year, he's had o well over 100 tackles. And in his career, he's had 8.5 total sacks, 7 forced fumbles, 6 picks. So 4 of his picks came in this last year. But I'm telling you, man, this guy is your pure. If you need a pass coverage linebacker, this is going to be your guy, 1,000%. Joe Schobert. So it depends on what they want. If they prefer more Corey Littleton with that pure linebacker all around, that's your guy. If you want more of a dedicated, if you think Ryan Conley is that guy, maybe, then you go get Corey Littleton because Conley can cover really well. So it's just going to really depend on how they view the roster. Joe Judge is going to get a big say in that. What does he prefer? If you want someone that you can change game in and game out, it's going to be Littleton. In my opinion, if you check the boxes off, Littleton is the guy to go after all around in every way, shape, and form. But Joe Schobert, give me either one, man. I know he wants to stay in Cleveland. He's not going to get tagged. He's going to test the waters. We'll see what he gets. I don't really have a projection for contract for either one. I just know Littleton's going to be one of the top paid linebackers in NFL after this free agency. And then to wrap it up, and this is more of an honorable mention, as a whole, for the most part, is going to be safety, just pure safety. My main and only target is Anthony Harris. Justin Simmons was going into free agency before I saw the news about him getting tagged. He was like my number two, number three target for the Giants. I kind of crossed him off the list. But Anthony Harris, he's 28 years old. He came into the league undrafted, spent 3 of those years not playing. And then now the last 2 years he's been utilized, and he has 9 interceptions at safety. 9 and 106 tackles in those last 2 years. He's been PFF's top-rated safety for the last 2 years. He's been tearing it up, absolutely tearing it up. He's like a young Earl Thomas, in my opinion. If you consider Earl Thomas's type of play, that's him in a nutshell. He's Anthony Harris is Earl Thomas. But as far as I've heard, through my sources and my people, he's looking to be paid in the top 8 at his position. So at 28 years old, that's going to be a hefty deal. That's going to be a big contract, and I don't see the Giants doing that. But an honorable mention for me would be a good friend of mine since high school. And I'm not just saying this because of bias. I'm saying it because he's a great player. But a good buddy of mine, Demarius Randall, from the Browns and then formerly the Packers. Another guy that was a safety and then converted to, excuse me, this one was a cornerback converted to safety. And in that span, he has 14 career picks, 290 tackles. But in 2019, he had a really bad year, man. He had no picks, his tackles were down, and he was also benched. So if you need someone that's going to be a little bit more cheap, especially at 27 years old, this last year is going to drive his price down. But this safety class kind of is ass. So it's going to really depend. He's probably going to end up being the second highest paid because of Simmons being tagged. Anthony's going to be first. Demarius Randall will probably be second or floating somewhere around there. But yeah, as a whole, man, these are my top players that I think people need to keep an eye on. And I tried to throw my sleepers in there, being, Mike Hilton, Dante Fowler, people like that, because a lot of guys don't understand. People just look at the news and they think, whoever the top player is, that's what you need to do. And you have to understand that that's really not how this works 9 out of 10 times. A lot of people are saying something about Pierre Paul just for a bring back. There's no need for that. Everyone's just looking at names. And I get that's kind of what I did here too, for the most part, outside of Hilton, but you got to do a little digging. I mean, some of these players are going to be a lot cheaper, that are going to play a lot better. Me personally, I've always said this on a lot of podcasts and on my Twitter, I would prefer to get a guy for, 3 years, 25 million, that wants to earn it more than someone that's getting a 5 year, 100 million that's already proven himself, because it's obvious they're going to play different. I love getting undrafted guys and watching them shine. Like, I'm so excited for Julian Love this coming year. That's why safety isn't as big of a need, because we have, if we move Julian Love to free and we have Jabrillit Strong, that could end up being a really good combination to safety. So it's going to depend on what Joe Judge does with this roster, man. That's really the biggest thing about this entire free agency. Is it also depends on how you look at it with the draft too. If they have an idea of who they want to take, obviously I can't see Chase Young being there at 4, but maybe they like Espinoza, so they don't go after a defensive end. But the problem is, we've done that for so many years where it's like, we don't do something because we're planning on something else, and then it shits the bed, and then we have nobody there. That's why we traded for Ogletree, because we got bummed out at linebacker. It wasn't just because he wanted him, it's because we had no one. So it's going to be interesting. We have a lot of people to worry about. Leonard Williams, me personally, I'm slapping the transition tag on Leonard Williams. I don't think he's worth what he's going to get paid, but the transition tag will be big for us, man. Get us an extra pick, get us a pick back that we lost in his trade. It's kind of like we literally used him. We literally used the guy for a year. If you slap the transition tag on him, probably get us about a third round pick back. That would be huge to get it back. So yeah, so I mean, let me know what you guys think. Leave me some comments on everything NYG. What do you think about the list? Who's some people you think I missed? Who's some people you think could end up being better that you like? But yeah, we're number 6 in the league. Like I said, 73 million in cap. Cutting Ogletree and Martin was massive, man. So we'll see. We'll see what Ghetto Dick has in plan, as a plan. And I don't know. I just think these are our biggest needs, and these are the best players to target. If we can land even 2 of these guys out of the list, we're gonna be a lot better than where we started. So that's really all I got right now. I wanted to clear this up with you guys. Big things coming on the podcast, man. I have a guy from PFF coming on. I want to kind of get the team graded out and ask him some questions. And I'm going to pretty soon have Giants running back John Hilleman come on. So This is episode two of Everything NYG's Madness. As always, I really appreciate you guys being here. For those of you that do already love the podcast and have tweeted great things to me, man, I appreciate it more than you know. I appreciate my audience. I appreciate everything you guys do for me. As I always say, this account means the world. And I'm always here to answer questions, shoot me DMs, whatever you guys need. I work for you guys. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being understanding of how long this took to get here. Thank you for enjoying episode two. I'll see you in the next one.